Heading overseas now, one of Nigeria's highest-ranking military officials has given a glimmer of hope to the families of more than 200 schoolgirls who were abducted by militants more than a month ago. The Chief of Defence Staff revealed that he knows where the schoolgirls are being hidden, but he's refusing to send the military in to rescue them, saying it's too risky. Now, though, there are fears that the Boko Haram abductors may respond by moving or splitting up the group, as Will Ockenden reports.
Dozens of people have again gathered in Nigeria's capital to protest against government inaction in rescuing hundreds of schoolgirls kidnapped by Islamist militants. 6 weeks after the girls were taken, the protesters, including Eki Yorwelson, are angry.
It is the responsibility of government to protect every citizen, and therefore, if a citizen is missing, it is government's responsibility to produce that citizen.
He says he wants the government to act.
Those are signs of a failed government, a lazy government, a government that has been defeated, a government that has abdicated its responsibilities.
The protests come as one of Nigeria's top military officials reveals the armed forces know where the abducted schoolgirls are being hidden. Chief of Defence Staff Air Marshal Alex Badda says while he knows, the military isn't going to rescue them.
The good news for the girls is that we know where they are, but we cannot tell you. Okay, we cannot come and tell you military secrets here. Just leave us alone. We are working. We will get the girls back.
The officials say that any rescue attempt would be dangerous and would likely result in many of the girls being killed by their captors.
We have Al-Qaeda in West Africa. I believe it 100% because I know that people from outside Nigeria are in this war. They are fighting us. People in this country are standing with the forces of darkness. No, we must salvage our country.
Boko Haram has shown itself to be ruthless in its self-described mission of establishing an Islamic State in Nigeria. More than 400 people have been killed by the group since the schoolgirls were taken, in a series of incidents including bomb attacks and shootings. Professor Helen Ware is a former ambassador and high commissioner in Africa and now is with the University of New England.
You can understand that they're between a rock and a hard place. If they go in boots and all, they run a severe risk that either Boko Haram kills the girls or that in the crossfire some of the girls would get killed. There are also certainly some of the Nigerian military who are expressing their concern that not all soldiers would be keen to actually go in.
But why say anything at all? Surely now you could argue it's signalling to Boko Haram that they know and it may result in the schoolgirls being moved or split up.
Precisely, but unfortunately, not all sections of the Nigerian military forces exercise the fullest logic in cases like this.
Yesterday, it was reported that a deal between the Nigerian government and Boko Haram to swap some of the schoolgirls in return for double the amount of Islamist prisoners had fallen through. The US has previously offered to help with the search, and a handful of troops have started to arrive in neighbouring Chad.
They've been providing drones, so certainly that's there. You may even have a division. You've got the US, but you've also got various European countries who have been assisting. It's notable that President Goodluck Jonathan was willing to do a deal, 50 girls for 100 Boko Haram, but he then went off to a conference of regional countries in Paris with a number of major European leaders attending as well as the regional leaders, and he came back and said the deal was off. So one suspects he's been pulled in all directions.
That's Professor Helen Ware from the University of New England, ending that report by Will Ockenden.